beat y'all.
Monday morning crack. Cheers, runner. And good Monday to you, wherever you are. This is January. Some Monday somewhere, and somebody's driving somewhere. So, hey, we just want to make sure that you guys get this safe from wherever you are going. Thank you for listening to the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
That's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, and we put an emphasis on video games because that's what we mostly talk about is video games on the Monday morning, the only Monday morning podcast in existence, and at least the first America's favorite podcast.
And we are America's favorite podcast because we love America. So everybody out there, we just want you guys to enjoy your safe drives, whatever for you may be. Freeway you may be, 10, 101, 110, you know, 15, 55,
40.
Any freeway you are on, whether you're in Brooklyn, whether you're in New Orleans, whether you're in Colorado or Arizona, or you're in the greatest state that we call Southern California. So everybody out there, yes, we just want you guys to enjoy your ride and be safe, please. And for your safety, have your seatbelts on and watch all the cars around you and listen to the greatest video game podcast that surrounds you. That is us, the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Can we say it enough? Do you recognize it? Do you remember our voices?
And we are back again, everybody.
Have you listened to the show?
So happy 2024 once again. I know we've been saying it for the past few weeks. Anyways, it is 24. It is a new year. And it is time for a change, maybe. Or are you going to keep doing the same stuff for the rest of your lives? Is it going to keep on repeating? Or are you going to finally switch it up and say, hey, you know what? I got to get out there and I got to do things differently. I got to switch up my life in a more positive light. I got to make myself greater than I was yesterday and better than I will be tomorrow. So how are you going to do that? Well, by being creative, awesome, and yourselves. No, not faking it. No, not lying about it. By being creative, awesome, and yourselves.
You got to be great, everybody. Got to challenge yourselves, you know. A little time trial with yourself. Make certain that you get there safely. Get enough nutrients in your lifestyle.
Yeah, yes. Drink your coffees. Eat your muffins.
Gain your intelligence, you know, because it helps to be smart.
Scratch your muffins. And everybody out there, you know, we want you guys to just have a safe
ladies,
drive.
Eat your muffins.
And we want you guys to also have a beautiful, sunny Southern California drive. And everybody else out there, it's winter and it's cold. And we know you're going through blizzards, snowstorms, frostbites, all kinds of frosting warnings. Snowman is out there and he's the only one who's gliding on those freeways sometimes. Sometimes you need chains to get where you're going. Sometimes it doesn't rain. Sometimes it snows hard and you need plows to get where you're going.
We understand. 2024, everybody. We wish you a new year, and may this day be new for you, and may this day be good that you're listening to this show, the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy 2024.
It's 2024. I can't necessarily say let's have a good one, because there's going to be its ups and downs, but I could definitely say have a great day today.
And have a beautiful Monday.
If you could
Monday.
Have a great Monday, then you can have a great life. And that is the truth right there.
That is what life is all about. And life is all about having a great life. Because we're blessed to have this life.
Be excellent.
And we are here to love each other, live excellent, live great, prosper, and just be the best human being that we can be every single day of our lives. And that's what we're trying to do. And we're trying to tell you guys, in our opinions, that's what we think you guys should do. Is just become or continue to be the greatest person that you know who you are.
Yeah.
Love your mothers.
Yourself.
Love your brothers and sisters. And love your families and close ones.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. And that's what it's all about. Just sharing, giving, and loving. And always hoping for the best. And continuing to do the best. How do you continue to do the best, Gunner? Well, he'll let you know.
Yeah, you know, you just got to continue to do the best. Because that's what you have to do when you want to succeed in life. And how do you be the best? By thinking about others and putting others first.
Put
others ahead of you. Put others in your life. Put helping others as your priority in life. And have a nice, healthy balance of you, yourself, and helping others.
Correct.
But helping others, that's what the balance should be in favor of, is giving to others. Helping others should be like 90%. And then, you know, helping yourself should be like 10%. But of course, you know, provided you're healthy and strong and capable, which you are, because you're listening to the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. And we say beautiful things like that to you and your ears and your mind.
We're also actually feeding your mind's health, which is healthiness.
Here's some goodness.
It's like food to the brain. Potatoes. Runner and Gunner is eating inside of your brains. We are piranhas.
Awesome.
No, we're not. We're just giving you the
sweetness.
Good stuff. You know, ice cream.
Being awesome.
Pies. Cherry pies. Cream pies. Not those ones, guys.
Intelligence.
Come on. Think.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Good life.
What is this?
Love.
This is the Sesame Street version
Heartbeats.
Of the video game podcast. When we do talk about video games, we want everyone to know that no matter what year it is, what we say
2024
is definitely going to be contrary.
Relative.
To what all the websites say.
Every year.
Because we actually play these games and study them. And we've been studying video games since NES came out.
All the time.
And we got the Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, the PlayStation 1s, the PlayStation 2s, the PlayStation 3s, the PlayStation 4s, and the PlayStation 5s, and the Nintendos.
Switch.
And we got the Nintendos and the NES
Switch.
And Supers and the 64s and the Wiis and the Wii Us. And finally, they have
Wii-U?
Always been separate.
Wii who?
But finally.
Who's on first? Wii U? Huh?
Who's on third? Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Wii U? Okay.
Exactly.
Yes, me and you, Wii U, and we too, and they too, should play all these video games that you had just represented. Not only that, but Arcade, Capcom, and all that good stuff. But what happens when you meet through video games? You meet the one who you love through video games, and then you meet her or him, and you are so excited about that person that your inner energy just says, I need to be with that person for the rest of my life. What are you supposed to do? Well, what you're supposed to do is be with them forever. You're supposed to get them and take their hands and walk them down that aisle. Walk her down that aisle and make sure that she sticks with you. And so what does that mean? If you met through this video game, that you're going to have a huge video game wedding. And
yes.
So now this segment is what we call video wedding.
I'm going to say that, you know, PlayStation and Nintendo finally merged after all these years. But let's talk about marriage real
quick. Wait a minute. That was breaking news, Gunner. All right. Well, first, let's talk about this first little thing. About that breaking news. Whoa, you just blew my mind, man. Like, that was what
so
you said.
So let's talk about
man.
Marriage right now. That, whoa. Like, two.
What did you say?
Two people in love who happen to play
what?
Video games. Let's say at least 10 hours of video games per week. Maybe 10 to 20 hours of video games.
So you're talking about per person per week or... Or in total together?
Hours.
Per person? Like
separately?
Per
person, yes,
okay,
separately.
Per person per week. Okay, wow.
Yeah,
okay, so
combined
that's 20
40.
Hours. Oh, 40, 40, woo.
Combined, 40 combined.
Okay,
20
go on.
Hours and 20 hours
okay.
each.
I got you. Now, okay.
So then let's like say these two people, whether they're Lennies or not, let's say that tappity-tap, they're all... chatting up on the internet after playing some games and get married.
What?
Yeah, let's just jump to the point. These two people, Lennies
okay.
or not.
So you're saying they met, they typed to each other, they wrote to each other.
Tippity tappity.
And then what happened? How did, what?
And then they got married. And guess what else?
They had 20 babies.
That's right, everybody. You know what happened.
Okay.
They had a video game themed wedding.
So, Gunner, what you're saying is you're going to talk about couples who have actually had video game-themed weddings?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Whoa!
Couples who have had video game-themed weddings.
Woo!
You know what time it is?
It's time to talk about video game-themed weddings on
talk
the Runner and Gunner Show.
Video game-themed weddings. We're talking
about
Halo. All
right, let's get into it. Halo. Halo, we're talking about wearing masks, carrying a gun, and walking down the aisle with a mask and a gun with the girl around your arm?
So she would be Cortana, so purple, or her maidens would wear purple?
Pretty much.
And then he'd be Halo, so his maidens would wear red or blue?
See, but how? But the big question is, when the finale of it all happens and then they say it's time to kiss, does he take off his helmet or does he she kiss the helmet? And then and that's how they make little Halo babies. And if is the Halo baby born with the helmet on their head when he comes out of the conceivement area, does he come out with a mini helmet?
Interesting things to think right there.
So we don't know, but we do know that video game weddings are a real thing, and this is what's happening. Yeah. So Halo is one of them.
It's a perfect example of a wedding that was themed in a video game, a popular example. We've actually seen it. Go ahead and Google it. Actually, we haven't seen that one, but I'm pretty certain if you Googled it, you would check it out, and bam, you'd see different kinds of Halo-themed weddings. But then it comes to the point where you're like, is it an in-game? Are you like all meeting up online and having the ceremony in-game? Is that, I mean, because that's happening also. Those are Lennies. A bunch of Lennies getting in-game
ceremonies.
And having the Okay, we'll say World of Warcraft. Because
that's a whole different thing. In-game ceremonies are a whole different... That's a whole nother level of Lennyism. Right? Yeah. I mean, man. In-game ceremonies without inviting... So your whole audience is pretty much behind a camera just staring at you and that's it. So you're talking about
it's pretty much it.
No other witnesses besides...
So, like, who's maybe the husband and wife obviously would be in the same house getting married.
Of course.
Yes. So, but all the other Lennies, whether they're in the house or not, are in-game playing a video game and watching the ceremonies of two video games talk to each other through headsets and mics. And they get even a pastor would come, and he'd even get on the game and to bless the wedding while he blesses it in person.
And he has to play the game, though.
And he's got to play the game. Exactly. Or else he
can't. So the rabbi has to play. What game were you talking about? Halo. So the rabbi has to play Halo. Wait a minute. What about Call of Duty weddings?
Call of Duty. Oh, man.
What about the COD weddings?
Mario.
What about Super Mario Brothers? What about dressing up in a big old fat Mario suit or Luigi and marrying Princess Peach or. Whoever else is female in the game.
Yeah, so definitely the bride and groom would be Peach and Mario.
That's about all you could do.
Yeah, and then Luigi would be the groomsman.
But wouldn't the...
And Peach's
would be... The bride have to be at least 2 feet taller than the groom because Peach is a little bit taller and Mario's a little bit wider. So he's like the classic Al Bundy peg, the classic Homer Simpson, Marge Simpson thing to where he's the big short guy and she's the tall beauty queen. Or you could say Roger Rabbit and Jessica Rabbit. So it's all the classic theme of the weird average-looking guy with the super hot chick. And they're getting married.
Regardless, you could still dress up as them because they showed a picture of what they look like in their wedding suit and wedding dress on Super Smash. And Mario's got a white tuxedo with a red tie. And
does Peach Mario everywhere...
And Peach has got a full wedding gown.
Well, so that means he's in his frost mode where he has his super frost shooting thing. That's the only time Mario wears white, when he has his super frost power.
Yeah, maybe he got
it
from
Iceland. So are they going to have to get married in Iceland, like in cold? And so do they have to watch out for the guy who throws a, what's his name?
And the man the man would be dressed in white suits and red ties. And then the ladies would be dressed in Peach's gown.
So Luigi would be the best man. Toad would be the best woman.
Luigi and Toad.
Yep. Toadette. My bad. Toadette.
It'd be a chick, so it'd have to be Daisy or someone.
Yeah, Daisy Duck and who else would be second and third? Probably
Zelda.
Oh no, wait. Zelda would have their own wedding too.
Zelda would have their own wedding too.
So Link would be
Zelda.
There. Link and Zelda. Link would marry groom. Zelda.
Zelda's the bride.
That's right.
The groomsman would be. I don't know, someone.
Ganon and
can't be Ganon. And then the bridesmaids would be the fairies, they're green.
All the fairies that give you health.
Green dresses for the bridesmaids.
But you gotta watch out for those fairies because they love giving health. So hey.
Green suits for the men, the brooms.
Better for the groomsmen. Hey, I'll go to the
green and green and then the
different type of fairies. They swing a they give you health.
The groom could wear a dark green.
Oh, there it is. Nice and dark green with light green slacks and a little scepter in your hand.
Yep. to represent Zelda.
Put your two scepters in the air, and then let them walk through the swords and get married.
All right, walk through the swords. That would be the big deal of the wedding,
too. The ultimate one. And, of course, since she's another one, just like Princess Peach, she's another one who's a princess, and these princesses have to get married in kingdoms. And it's going to be a big old ceremony with fireworks and lots of Hennessy and Dom Perignon.
That's awesome.
You know, they're going to be throwing all kinds. They might get in a fight, but at the end of the day,
World of Warcraft will be. That's a popular wedding right there. Popular themed wedding, World of Warcraft.
WOW. World of Warcraft.
What about Skyrim? That'd be like Zelda. How about this? And this one's definitely real because we saw it. Pokemon themed weddings.
Oh, man.
And we've seen it in Japan. There's a service where you can get Pokemon's two Pikachus to represent you while you get married.
Very expensive.
It's true.
It's very expensive. If you want to get married in Pokemon's house, you're going to pay so much money. And because, especially because Japan is where it's home, man, you know how much money you're going to pay? More than going to visit Hello Kitty's mansion.
Yes, everybody. So, audience out there, what do you think is a good video game themed wedding?
Yeah, what do you guys think? Like, what is your ideal video game wedding? Yeah. If you had
what did you think
two and two together,
when we said that.
How about this? All right, I might be sounding insane here, but how about we go cross video game weddings? What if we cross video game weddings and
so for example, Link and Princess.
Link and Princess Peach. So you have Link set up as Princess Peach. You still get married in the kingdom, but it's a whole different groom section and a whole different bride section. And will they get along? We may never know until the ceremony.
For that matter, you know, what about different genres, like Harry Potter getting married to Princess Peach.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well. Well, now, we're crossing genres here, so I don't know whose magic is stronger, but I know that once they all come together and have a big old wedding and celebration, both sides are going to be doing all kinds of weird magic tricks, and will they get along? Will Mario's pizza eating, tequila drinking,
you gotta serve pizza at the wedding if you have a Mario themed wedding.
Have the same as Harry Potter's.
What if you had a Mario themed wedding? Are you down?
Well, I do want one. That was my next step in marriage, was to have a Mario themed wedding.
Yeah, you'd be down.
I was already thinking about it.
What would you serve the guests
before we even talked about it? For food, mushrooms, hot mushrooms. With tacos. Hot mushrooms because of the flower power. So I put mushrooms, chop a little bit of hot flowers in there, and then feed them that. And they might get hot, so.
Yes, but on spaghetti. I was thinking spaghetti.
Well, spaghetti. It's tacos.
Or tacos, yeah. Spaghetti or tacos. Served with fat pipes full of champagne.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing.
Green Mario pipes.
See, but if it was Zelda's, I would have triangles full of tequila, and then pull out the plug, and you just start serving. Yeah, no, you just start going at it. Like, you just start going like
him. Yeah, heck yeah, just start going at it.
Yeah, and then eventually everybody's going to be falling asleep for no reason that we don't know. But everybody's going to have a good time at the end of the night.
Yeah,
it's going to be a beautiful wedding. The ceremony is the main part that everybody came for. So when everybody's on the floor, and who's going to marry them? That's the question. Who is going to marry them? What video game guy is actually
too young to get married?
A person to get out there. Who is the preacher guy that's going to freaking marry them all?
Too young to be free.
All right. After searching various areas, we might have found one.
Yes, everybody. So there you have it. What do you think, again, about video game themed marriage? Video game themed weddings.
Weddings.
Video game themed weddings.
Divorces. For the ones that don't work out, we're going to talk about those next week. We're going to talk about the ones that didn't work out, because We're already seeing all these crazy ones. And the truth is,
obviously,
in Japan right now,
Call of Duty wedding,
Pokemon is real.
There's going to be a divorce.
COD is real.
Or a case.
And guess what? So is WOW. World of Warcraft is real.
Yes.
And these guys
whatever
were
it is,
stealing,
everybody.
And guess what?
Go ahead and get married. If you're meeting each other through video games and you got the skills to pull in your lady through a video game, well then, gentlemen, go right ahead and do it. You got approval by the older generation. We're saying that that's okay.
That is fine and dandy.
Our parents would have thought it was weird.
But now
for us,
that your new generation,
that's
hey,
okay.
You
besides,
meet that
everybody
girl.
Already knows what
you take that
okay,
girl.
Cupid and Puff are.
Yeah.
Online dating, Tinder. That's
meet
what it
me
is.
Meet me and what else is there?
Meet me, jerk off,
yeah.
Sustain.
Jerk me
independence,
and shark
lover
off.
Boy.
And, yeah.
Yeah, meet, you know.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson. All those crazy ones.
There it is.
So if you want to marry a millionaire, then you better go to the most famous site that you know. I'm not naming it, but I know it's out there.
Well, everybody get married and meet each other, whether it's online or not.
So that's a new theme in 2024. Get out there, ladies, and meet that right guy, and then get a video game-themed wedding. And once you do that, then you will know that he is actually in love
challenge?
With you.
Will you accept this challenge? Get a video game-themed marriage and do it now. Oh, and then, for that matter, cosplay-themed marriage altogether.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
All right, so everybody out there,
she could be your maiden, you could be her.
It's going on. We all know it. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to make fun of it because it is plenty.
And it's okay. Hey, if that's what you guys want out there, then we will approve it. Hey, Renner Gunner, snap along.
All right, we got to go take a quick commercial break. But before we take this commercial break, when we come back, we're going to be talking about things like cinematics in video games.
Yeah, cinematics. And how addictive are they?
And playable characters in the cinematics. How there's none. There's virtually no playability when
it's
cinematic.
Oh, so you're talking about cinematics
starts.
And you cannot play during the cinematic.
Yeah, like
when,
for instance,
when it's on roll.
Grand Theft Auto 5 or Red Dead Redemption 2.
Man.
When the cinematic came in and
you
couldn't
cannot
move
even
Arthur.
Control Arthur.
You can't move. You can't punch.
Arthur.
You're just completely just all abilities are taken away.
Bitch.
And you have to sit there and watch this cinematic. I know we always talk about that. If you heard last week's episode, then that explains it pretty much all.
And we'll be talking about that
and
a whole lot more
after these
commercial breaks.
Are you thinking about getting yourself a luxurious hotel room?
Hello, I'm back in this neighborhood. I need some really luxurious place.
If you need some place to rest your bones, then get a bed at Paris Hilton Hotel.
Hey, do you guys have 5-star bulls? I mean pools with bulls on them? And pooliard billiards? And do you have 5-star chefs? Well, I need it all.
Breakfast included. Paris Hilton Hotels.
Hey, you better double up on my towels and my pillows.
Welcome back, everybody, to the
Monday Morning Cracks. So, everybody out there, we hope that you know what kind of
we're hoping you're having a good Monday morning. That's what we're hoping. Hope you're driving down the freeway. You're in traffic. You're stuck in traffic. Look at that person ahead of you. Just shake it off, man. You don't have to be angry in traffic. You can listen to the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
Yeah, so why
America's
angry
favorite podcast.
When America's favorite
Europe's
podcast is
favorite
right
podcast.
Germany's
and soon to be
favorite
Mexico's favorite podcast.
Podcast.
Too.
Shout out to Mexico and the UK, of course.
Yes, Germany, everybody.
Out there, we love you guys.
Have a great Monday morning.
Have a beautiful Monday. That's all we want you to do.
We know you're on the freeway. We know you're stuck. We know you're angry, but you're going to work. You're going to make some money. You're going to make a living. You're going to earn some hard-earned greatness with some diligence in your life. It is going to be a great week. I know it. I just have a feeling.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a good day. That's all I know. It's already a great day.
It's already a beautiful day. The sun is out. Everybody's having a beautiful day. It's not as cold as it was last night, but it's going to be colder tomorrow night than it was yesterday. But it's still going to be beautiful. No matter what, your day is going to be great because you're listening to the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, which is the best podcast in the
all
world.
America.
And America.
Also,
too.
Everybody, in case you're not having a good Monday, in case you're having a really, really bad Monday.
Crappy.
Well, then, first of all, God bless you.
No, crappy.
And second of all, you need to listen to more of the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast because nobody talks like us. You might be getting
hypnoponics. Hippy dippy.
Hippo, hungry.
You might get
Oprah's.
some of that hippie smoky. Woohoo.
Smoky dokey.
You should do that. Okay, no, but you might get hypnotized by
the TV.
The lies of the TV.
And the media
and everything that takes you in that place.
Anything on the phone is fake. Just know that. Anything on a screen is fake.
Fake.
Everything in real life that's skin and bone and flesh.
It's actually
and leaves
real.
And trees and branches. It's real.
That's for real.
TV, fakey.
Fakey, phono, no likey.
Fake-o.
Fake-o, no like-o.
Fake-o Jackson, fake nose, saying his nose ain't fake. That's fake TV, that's fake phones. Phony baloney. Not telling the truth, though, like O.J. Micko.
So stay away from the baloney, that's what we're saying. And
stay
just
away from the baloney.
Keep yourselves,
sorry
keep your
that
heads.
Sorry you're having a bad, I mean...
Keep your heads correct and keep your minds in check, which
days,
it means keep going straight. You know, keep thinking forward and keep moving forward in life because we know how important that thing is to you, which is called traffic. And you got to beat it. You got to beat it how? Like Mike Tyson used to punch out every freaking car. So what you got to do is start honking. No, you don't have to do that. I'm just kidding. What you got to do is be patient in traffic and wait for your turn. You know, turn on your signal, wait for your turn. Do not get so angry that you want to ram this guy's face into the next car, into the car behind that and the car before that, because sometimes I feel like that too. But it's okay, because we're here for you guys, and we're here for your entertainment purposes.
Don't do it.
And we're just here to create content that you guys are going to love out there. And everybody is.
That's all we want
to
tell you.
And we know that it's all good. And why do we know it's all good? Because we're going to talk about something so amazing, it's going to blow all your minds right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it, Gunner.
Runner and Gunner,
let's talk about it.
We've been talking about this for a minute now.
Yeah.
Before
it's
the show,
been a long time.
We've been already having a discussion about it.
The ultimate merge.
We know when we say it with our lips and our tongue, and believe me, it's good.
It is.
You want to hear it.
It is pretty great.
It's juicy. It's like food to your ears. It is greatness to your body, health to your bones. We are two righteous dudes.
Yes.
With clues.
Yes.
Telling you the news.
News flash, everybody. So, we heard that the Flash is coming. What's the Flash?
Well, the Flash is Nintendo.
Switch?
Just Nintendo, period.
Is merging with
Sony PlayStation.
Sony PS5. So, no.
They're coming together.
What he's saying is Nintendo in a hole is going to merge with
Sony
PS5
PlayStation.
In a hole. What hole? Well, you gotta dig deep to find
Nintendo
it.
Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 5 are merging together. And they're making an ultimate system that together they will work on separately from their individual systems. It is happening, Lenny's. Boom!
Happening, Lenny's.
Consider yourself blown! Yes!
Yes, everybody! So it is true, your mind might be blown, but yes, The merge is happening, everybody. It's upon us now. It's actually about time that it happened. Why did it take so long? Nobody knew. But it's something that needs to happen right now. PlayStation 5.
It needs to happen.
Nintendo right Land. Now. Let's go. Year. Why has it not happened yet?
Because how come it hasn't happened yet?
They are not. What if they combine forces? Okay, so what we're talking about is the ultimate two powers in video game history right now.
Yes.
The two biggest powers. Well, not, maybe not history. Yes, they are history.
History.
If they combine powers
the only
together.
One yeah, history.
If they combine themselves together, what are they going to do? Create the greatest
Nintendo
merge that ever
Station.
Created in history, which is Nintendo Station or Playtendo. Either way, it's going to kick some butt. Either way, it's going to kick some butt, and they're going to come in here so crazy, nobody's going to know what hit them. I mean, nobody's going to touch these guys. They're going to be the most untouchable force that had ever hit Earth.
Earth, yeah. Like, they'll be competing with NASA at that point of greatness because you have Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Making the hardware, and Sony PlayStation making the games.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's
something like that.
But obviously,
Nintendo has to make the hardware.
Comprende, Lenny's. Come on.
Because PlayStation hardware, playing Nintendo games, it ain't going to work. They just don't play on the PlayStation because PlayStation is different. But you got the Nintendo hardware. And actually, Lenny's, any way you think about it, leave it up to your own imagination.
Wow.
Think about it.
And how far did your
merge.
Imaginations go to that? And how can you picture this so humongous? Are we talking about the ultimate system? And this system, it's going to be so crazy that you could play Sonic, Mario, any exclusive game for any exclusive system will be unexclusive anymore. And what we're saying is...
What do you think, Lenny's?
No exclusiveness is what we're saying.
I know what they're doing. They're shaking their heads. No.
Yeah, they're getting
no.
mad. Don't
no.
get mad. Don't get
no.
mad at the non-exclusiveness. Don't get mad because
don't get mad at
it's
the non-exclusive.
All about sharing.
This is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
It's the greatest podcast
this ain't
in America.
IGN
and the
podcast.
Greatest podcast on Earth.
This ain't two losers on a table podcast. These ain't two gamers in a household podcast.
This is the RNG. This is the Runner and Gunner podcast. Video game podcast.
Runner, what's your favorite running video game?
So let's go to
because you're
this.
A runner, so you like to run in your video games. So with that said,
well,
like
hold on,
name,
wait,
you know,
wait. We're talking about
runner.
The merge. Okay, wait a minute. All right,
oh, just
so
a side segment.
Go,
you got
okay before. Okay, after this,
runner,
I'll go back
video
to the.
Game?
I'm gonna go back. I'm going to go back. Okay. Okay, Lenny's, hold on. Let me take a quick second to think about this. Okay, I got it. So now, I'm going to release what is my favorite running video game of all time. Of all time?
Of all time.
From right now till the end of life?
Till the end of dawn.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic is the greatest running video game
Sonic.
Of all time. Anybody who ever played Sonic the Hedgehog on any platform, you guys know how fast Sonic is. And you guys know
He's
how he
fast.
Runs. And he is pretty fast. Freaking fast. He goes off the screen.
Video game of all
He's
time.
So fast he could actually go
so
off
far.
The screen and sometimes corrupt the screen when it was old school days, like
yeah.
Sega days. He would go off the
screen.
He would corrupt
far.
It and then you would just die automatically. And that was kind of sad just because you beat the screen because you're faster than the level and that was not fair. But that's how, you know, Sony Sega ran back then. But. Yeah, I would think that my favorite game is Sonic as a running game. If you're asking Runner, that's how I used to run with it.
So
and
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Gunner!
All right.
But I got you a similar question. What is your favorite gunning game
that's
of all
easy.
Time? About, you know, because I told you my favorite running game, so you got to tell me your favorite gunning game now. So this is Gunner's favorite gunning game.
That is an easy question with an easy answer. And let me tell you what that answer is. That answer is GoldenEye, James
Ooh,
Bond 64.
Very good. That's a good pick.
That is the gunning game
very
of
good
all
pick.
Time.
Very, very good pick.
This is the most gunningest game ever created in blocks. And it can only be played and experienced on the Nintendo 64. But I think there's a new Nintendo Switch version out. You know, I actually
Yeah, I think they have it on that online thing, right?
Gotta give it some more time.
I think they have it on the online 64.
Yeah, they got it on 64 online.
You gotta pay a certain amount of money. I forget how much it is. Like at least $40.
Cool. Pierce Brosnan's getting paid again for that video game that he signed a contract for back in 1996. And I bet those royalties are good because Nintendo Switch is like the most popular system ever. Didn't Nintendo Switch just break a record in Japan?
Yes, it did. Oh, so, yes.
What was that? They broke the most systems sold again.
Switch
outsells the Switch.
The PS5. Yes, PlayStation 5 was not. PlayStation,
no, the Wii, right?
The PS5 was lower than the Switch this past year. Oh, it was just a yearly, you know, revenue. But still.
I got it.
PS5.
You're sending us? Okay. All right, here it is.
Wait, what?
Super Mario Bros. Wonder tops the Japanese charts.
Oh, here it is. Thank you,
producers. As the Nintendo Switch sells 169,000 units, and the PlayStation 5 sells 82,000.
82K only? 165 to 82K?
Of course, PlayStation 5 came out way later, and they are catching up rather quickly.
Well.
Considering, taking all things into consideration, that Nintendo Switch came out in 2017. PlayStation 5 came out in 2022.
See, what that's trying to say is that PlayStation 5 actually needs to step it up. They need to step it up and make something that renovates the whole video game industry. Probably. Like, they got to change it. And they have. They have been changing it by doing that cross-play stuff, which is really good and very impressive. I'm impressed by that cross-play stuff. But, you know, they still got to step it up in another level. Because Switch stepped it up in their own level, which was making the game handheld, and the best handheld, and those graphics are amazing still to this day. So I mean, PlayStation 5 still has a little bit of work to do, to catch up to the Switch, but it's still a great console.
What if Nintendo,
and there's nothing wrong with it,
created, you know, the PlayStation handheld, the new one for the PlayStation 5? What if they allowed Nintendo to create that for them? That would have been a good start.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have been amazing.
It needs to happen. Whatever the case is, it needs to happen.
Right now.
PlayStation, Sony PlayStation, and Nintendo, period, need to cooperate with each other and create a system aside from their own systems. And they need to do it now, because now's the time. It would blow Lenny's minds with all this, like the movies right now are kind of bad, and the video games are kind of like lackluster. But if they merge together, it would just be the most incredible.
Okay, so they would change. It would be a whole. So it's still early. It's still almost not yet, but mid 24s. It's mid 20s. 24 is almost mid. So if they did it right now, they would call it the change of the 20s. They would call it the technology advancement of the 20s. If they did this merge.
It would be electrifying, everybody.
It'd be humongous.
Everybody out there, we do need to take a quick commercial break. As you know, we got to pay tribute to our sponsors. But before we go, we want to tell you the beer of the month.
The beer of the month is...
What is it, Runner? You want to give them... Unwrap that letter over there. Rappity-rappity, unwrappity-doo. All right, those are the sound effects, everybody. Guinness! From Ireland.
Let me take a shot of this Guinness.
The Irish beer, Guinness, is our beer of the month.
Guinness.
January 2024. Beer of the month.
So Guinness. Sip Guinness and have a great day.
Our Mexican, we call Guinness Guinness.
Guinness, Quinness, Guinness.
Winner. Winness.
Guinness.
The Guinness. Guinness the Winness. So shouts out to you, Ireland. We want to visit your land as two Mexicans from America.
And we want to visit your land, and we love your land.
We want to visit your land and go to your breweries.
And shout out to
Dublin.
Ireland.
Visit Dublin and go to Dublin's breweries.
Big old shout out to Dublin.
And play some video games that were created in Ireland, like Guns and Taco Man. Gunno and Taco Man. Gunno the Taco Man.
And yeah, man. Shoot. Get me on the grill, and I'll make you guys some good old Gunner tacos and Runner tacos, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. It's all about sharing the culture and sharing the joy and sharing pure love. And that's what we're saying here. And yeah, so that was before we had to go. But now We got to let you guys go so we could pay tribute to our greatest sponsors besides Guinness. I mean, Guinness was awesome, and we love drinking pints and pints and pints. And,
yes, hey, we do.
How many pints?
Let's get some more.
Yeah, let's go get some more. Okay, we're going to go get some more pints, but
more
we'll
pints
be back.
Of Guinness. Because it's the beer of the month. We got a whole fridge full of them.
We're going to get a lot of them right now. Okay, we're going to go get a couple more.
But yes, thank you, Paris Hilton. Thank you, Hilton Hotels.
Paris Hilton.
You know, we want to also thank you, Nike and Tide.
Nike, Tide,
Adidas. Thank you for keeping our clothes
everybody
clean.
Everybody for keeping everything clean and fresh. And the freshness keeps on freshing.
Freshness just keeps growing like daffodils and jasmine in the washing machine.
Yeah.
With your beautiful Tide. Tide. Yeah.
Tide pods.
Tide.
They also come in pods and in liquid.
Tide pods. They now come in fruit punch flavor.
Don't eat them. What a great game of football, everybody. I'm going to drink this Guinness. Oh no, I spilled it all over me shirt.
When you're watching your favorite game, the last thing you want is to spill Guinness beer all over your beautiful soccer gear.
What do I do now? Thank you, Tide Man. I am safe.
So next time you want your shirts clean and stains removed from your clothes, get Guinness. Sponsored by Tide.
Tide!
What's up, everybody? We are back.
The Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast.
That's right. We are back with you, everybody, and we are here to end the show. I know it's sad that we're leaving.
It's already time.
We love you.
Tick tock, tick tock.
But we hope you're at work already or where you need to be in your daily commute. For the beginning of the week, it's Monday. We know you're going to work.
Happy Monday.
We hope you had a great weekend.
Wherever you guys are.
We hope you sipped a bunch of sips and kissed a lot of lips. And had a good time, and hugs and kisses and beers and good wishes. We hope you had a great weekend. Right, Runner?
Yeah, well, that's all we hope. I mean, I want everybody out there just to have the greatest time of their lives and, you know, hug their wives and hug their children. And if they don't have children or wives, just hug their significant babies, moms, and all those other suckers, too.
And your moms.
And you guys have to get down with it, and everybody does, too. Because
really
we want you guys to just enjoy yourselves and just, you know, create, go forward with life.
We want
and,
you to have great Mondays.
Become, Monday is what you are, you know, like Monday.
Monday is what you
is
are.
What begins
become
life.
Monday.
It's the first day of life. It's actually beginning again, and it's resetting
your
whole
stronger.
Mind
state. Every week, grow stronger.
And it's reset. Yes, exactly. It's resetting your whole mindset. It's going into the next
stronger
week
this
stronger
week
than last week.
Than last week.
Yeah. And it's making things better for yourself.
Right. You should make everything better for yourself. In case you are having a bad day, well, then try to make it good somehow, any way you can. And then just keep making it better each week.
Keep multiplying that by a million.
Because it is Monday. It is the Monday Morning Show.
Monday Morning Show, the Reddit and Gutter Show.
We want to tell you that we thank you, audience out there, for tuning in every single Monday.
Yeah, we love you guys out there.
We thank you for listening to the Counterculture Radio. This is the only Counterculture Radio in pretty much
the universe
right now.
Yeah, there used to be a Counterculture. There used to be, but now
there's not.
We are
just following the TV.
Yeah, everybody is follow the Lenny. It's called Follow the Lenny. Follow the Lenny Brick Road.
Follow the Lenny Brick Road. We're saying don't do that. That's annoying. Quit that.
Don't.
We want you to listen to reason. Go on, close your ears. Close your ears real quick. Listen to reason.
And open your brains up.
Open your brains. Come on. Let those brains flap, fly open.
Just a little bit. Just a little tiny piece.
And hear this.
Little tiny piece of your brain.
Turn off the phone, turn off the TV, and run! All right, everybody, now that I got that out of my system.
Thank you.
I can continue with the show.
Thank you for laying the no.
Turn it louder.
That was a great idea, actually.
So, everybody out there, hope you're having a Monday morning that's great. In case you're not, next week, hope you're having a Monday morning that's great. And in case you're not, hopefully that Monday after. We're having a great Monday morning.
Okay, everybody, so
we're sipping, we're partying, so you don't have to. It's Monday morning, you gotta be sober. You can't be smoking your vape. You can't be sipping your sips. You can't be drinking your tequila, your drinks at night.
Although some of them have to, and they
do. Some of them have to.
And they still do. And hey,
and
if you're
doing
all that, drive carefully,
then you still
okay?
need to have a great Monday
drive
morning.
Drive carefully, suckers.
Drive carefully. Don't be sipping and driving. At least wait until like lunchtime.
For reals.
Whenever you get
lunchtime.
That break. I mean, I guess people are waking up and boozing it and then going to work.
That's how it goes sometimes.
It's happening.
That's just how the world may twist for
they
other people.
They are probably driving with you, everybody, but that's not as common as sippers waiting till they get home and getting sipped there.
That's a lot more common, yeah.
Coming to work the next day. We know you're there. Hello. You're all groggy, all teary-eyed. Give me another drink.
Yeah.
But we're telling
you,
whether or not that's happening, or you could be sober.
Just things to improve your health and mental health, and we're just giving you things that will improve those things with extra mental notes, which are the Run and Gunner Show is going to give you nothing but love and nothing but saving you time from that big old traffic bind that you're getting into, because you're getting into a big old traffic issue every freaking day that you drive, and you don't have to worry about
every
it because
day.
We are here for you guys.
The
we
GPS
are here to
is
take it
darker
over.
And darker
we're
shades
here to make
of red.
It better. And while we're here, might as well give you the quick overview. The overview of the show.
This is the overview,
so what
everybody.
Happened was, today, we let them know that they could have weddings. Video game weddings, that is.
Video game weddings?
And
like,
that was
what
cool.
kind of video games? We're talking like God of War?
Everything.
Is there a God of War themed wedding?
Yes, everything. Everything
Donkey
from
Kong.
God of War all the way to Donkey Kong, all the way back to Atari, basketball, bowling. Like, you know,
Atari themed weddings. I love
yeah.
it. Just basically, at its
back.
Core, they're just cosplay weddings, but they're done with the whole theme of video games.
Exactly. And then we were going through that. And then we went through the big merch.
The merch.
And it's going to happen. Just you guys wait and see. So everybody wait and see. And we're really hoping that it's going to happen. It probably won't. But if it does, we're the first ones that ever said it, ever, of all time.
We are. We're the very first people on the internet in the world who said PlayStation and Nintendo should merge and like it.
Nintendo
and we
Station.
Do like it. Also, you know what I like? I like the idea of two Lennies getting married in the video game, you know, and having it officiated by a pastor who's also playing a character in the video game, and all the people, all the attendants meets in the video game to marry
so
this
couple. So
are you
talking about cosplay and video recording through cosplay?
I'm saying, like, if it's Halo, everybody logs in. And
oh,
they all go,
man.
They all go to the castle or whatever.
So
the
are they... So, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Gunner. I'm going to ask you this. Will they be doing it for views only? Or will they be doing it for the love of themselves with the significant other girl next to him?
So,
or the...
So to answer that question...
Know, I mean,
it'll be officiated in real life.
They love it for themselves or for fakeness?
The groom and the bride will be in the same room with the pastor. It will be officiated.
It's so sad that we have person. To. It's so sad that we have to ask these questions.
But they'll still be logged in.
Because back in the days, it didn't matter. Like once you met your number one, she was your number one.
You just
did it.
You got hitched. They call it getting hitched.
Yeah, and you got her. You grab her, and then you say, "Hey, let's hitch it up." And then you get hitched.
Yours for life.
That is it. And then there's nothing else to dial. There's no dial up. There's no dial down. That's it. She's yours, and everybody knows in town. Then you take her out to wherever you want to go. You guys live happily ever after. But nowadays, it's a whole different situation, people.
It's a whole different situation.
And that's what we're talking about.
Don't believe in marriage. You know, they're not Christian, and they don't believe in marriage.
Marriage is amazing.
They believe that, like, marriage is for paying taxes, and they're real hippy-dippy and yuppy-wuppy. And real suburban about the whole situation. And so they don't want to get married. But we're telling you right now that marriage is a good thing. You should go find that significant other. Hitch her up right away.
Grab her.
Say, "You're mine, baby, for life."
And I'm going to hit you.
And get up. And if you get the chance to also have yourself a video game themed wedding, you got to run it by your wife. If your wife's super hot and doesn't play video games, she might still be down because, you know, the colors. It's about the colors and the food.
If your wife is super hot and plays video games, then if you haven't hitched her by now, then shoot. Swing her on this way and run her on her shoulder. Now, anyways, you've got to get these girls hitched up as soon as possible and do it in a video game possibility way. And that's what we're talking about. It's so easy and it's so simple. If you met her through the video game waves, then guess what? She would love a video game themed wedding.
Sonic the Hedgehog themed wedding. Everybody in blue except for the bride and groom.
Amy's in pink. And that's it.
Yep.
All the bridesmaids are in pink as well.
Audience out there, what do you think? What is a good video game themed wedding for you or someone to have?
And you give us your opinions, because we want to know all of your opinions, and we need to know what you guys think out there, audience. So it's a big deal, because we really care about your opinions about this whole subject of video game themed weddings.
Yeah, you know, because like typical weddings are like in the forest with the branches in the background and the wind blowing and maybe a cliff on the other side and, you know, the whole banquet and that thing that goes over the bride and groom. But so you would see that, but you would make video games out of it. So it'd be like in someone's backyard on a green screen. I don't know. Everything's your imagination. Well, what else do weddings have? Tablecloths, dishes, silverware.
Chicken or fish?
Lights,
fish
fans.
Fish or chicken? Hot dogs or steak?
Ice sculptures.
What is the food?
A chicken.
You know what? I don't care about all that crap.
Cheese fountains.
What about Donkey Kong? What if Donkey Kong wants to know what the food is? And he...
What would Donkey Kong think weddings have to eat?
All Donkey Kong cares about is
bananas.
The damn food.
Bananas.
Bananas for days. Okay.
Stacks of beautiful stacks of bananas. There it is. See?
Golden bananas picked from the best tree in
the bride and groom.
Most wildest
They both area. Get a golden banana, and they have to unpeel it and feed it to each other to unionize their bond.
And Mario's holding the candle in the background. I get it.
Yes,
I get it. All right.
So things like that, you know, just anything's your imagination out there.
So everybody out there, we're telling you
guys
that you could have the greatest wedding of all time, and the video game themed wedding is where it's at.
But yes, we also talked about the merge. Everybody out there, the merge is going to happen. We need it to happen.
It must happen.
It needs to happen.
It must happen.
PlayStation and Sony, someone make an AI commercial about it, and so they can get the idea in their brain that, hey, more money equals money for our family, and more money, period. More money is more money. I don't know. What is the downside of Nintendo and Sony creating a different system, apart from their old properties, to make something awesome? Just a full creativity, full power, just a pure spear of awesomeness collected all together. What is the purpose that that's not been done yet? We don't know.
We don't know.
But who are we? We're just a couple of doctors.
We're just a couple of doctors. We're just trying to tell people what might happen and what will happen. I mean, it's going to happen. It, hopefully it does happen, but I don't know if they have so much guts inside of them. We're talking about PlayStation. We're talking about Nintendo. If they could both get their minds together, then maybe it'll be a better day tomorrow. But they're not ready yet. They're not ready yet. But when they do get ready and when they do merge together, it's what we're saying. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. And it's just going to be beyond what we know in video game graphics. Like, they could actually kick any PC's butt if they actually both came together and merged and just said, you know what? Forget this. It's over. Let's just take it over. Let's just conquer this thing called video games.
Conquer this generation. Conquer this generation.
Everything from 20s.
In the entertainment world.
The whole world.
Yeah. It would conquer movies.
Movies, video games. Yes.
It would be video games number one.
Exactly.
Video games sell more than movies. Video games sell more than music.
Yeah.
Boom. If Nintendo and PlayStation came together to make a system, it would outdo the industry.
It would be over.
Hands down. And then the president would probably still try to deny it because they're old. But sooner or later, the president's going to be younger, even if he is
so
old.
So the only way he would deny it,
in my opinion, if the
president would deny it, it would have to be in the violence area.
Oh, so that's all we need to wait.
And he would deny it because of the violence area.
We need to wait until the president is old, but he's still young enough to have played and grown up with video games.
So that is two more generations.
Yeah, two more generations.
Probably 2050.
If we get an older one.
2050.
2070.
So it's
going to
be 22.
Yeah.
Whew.
He'll be 70 years old.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, so yeah, 2060. Yeah, I'd say. 2060? But yes, it is summer 2024 now. Summer 2024.
24?
Well, the Summer Olympics are coming, everybody. So,
everybody,
talk about that a little bit more in the
rundown.
But summer 2024 is coming up, everybody. We want you ladies to order your bikinis on Amazon already.
Please order right now.
And we want you men to order your sunblock.
Look,
you know,
ladies, you could get your RNG bikinis at this moment right now if you go into the Runner Gun Instagram, and you could we will set you up with some nice bikinis, ladies. I swear to you. So go into the Runner Gun Instagram. We'll hook you guys up. Girls up.
We want to talk about one thing. It's called foods in video games. We want to talk about two things. It's called
health and food. Healthy food?
Household items in video games.
Oh, man.
And then we want to talk about household items in video games that are not interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to talk about details being a game having too much detail that's non-interactive. Is it a waste of game developer time to create such detailed fireplaces and kitchen tables and plates of food to make such elaborate detail that you can't touch, you can't break, you can't interact with?
It's so stupid to me. It means that you can't even touch it. It's not even worth putting
it
in there.
And they had someone develop it for weeks. They had them develop a video game room.
For what?
10 years.
For what?
of details and video games.
No, but really, why did they create that?
What was the uninteractive creation?
Like, if you made a Picasso and you can't even
touch the paint.
No, you can't even see it till 20 years later.
Yeah, you can't even look at it. Exactly.
You can't even look at it. So you can't look at it till 50 years later.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's what they're doing.
If someone got a Picasso and they said you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like video game developers spending too much time on details for like kitchen pots,
yes,
and drawers and bedroom dressers.
Yes, I agree.
And so, like, for instance,
fireplaces, freaking pots.
Pots of grease
and
soup boiling.
Soups,
but you can't put your hand in the soup, you can't burn yourself.
Crap.
There's not even any words. Like, some PC games, you touch it and at least have a word be like, the pot is hot, you don't want to touch that.
And then you just press.
And you keep spamming it, but it'd be the
same
thing.
Space.
But you'd understand, you know, it'd be interactive. But like, for instance, Resident Evil 5 or 6.
7, 10, 8, 10, 5, 8,
the
five,
one with the
four,
mansion or the
three,
house
two,
where
five.
You're in the house and that guy's chasing you the whole game.
That's the whole game. That's every one I ever played. So you're talking about 1 through 10 now. All right. Every Resident Evil, I've always been in a house.
Resident Evil, period. And there, all those houses from the day one, there's been mansions with chairs.
So why can't there be Resident Clean and...
Okay, in every single Resident Evil game, can we agree that there's been a chair that you can't touch, that you can't move? If you walk into it, it don't shake.
Easily.
Is there? Can we agree that every single Resident Evil game has a table...
For sure,
with a bunch of stuff on it that you can't touch, move... interact with, like, what is the point?
And we all wonder, why do they put it there?
Why do they waste
their time with the graphic designers? It's not only
they could be
the
spending that time to work on the function,
the drawers, and it takes, you know how much
the
money
animations.
They spend on that piece of crap? It's caca.
They could be spending that time to work on the mechanics and the physics and the mathematics of the jumps,
the mathematics
and the gravity of the game.
Exactly. I agree. No. They should have spent that time on the mathematics and just should have let them pick whatever they want. Like, pick up the chair and throw it if you want.
Yeah.
Break it, pick up a piece of wood.
Run into
and
it.
Use
it
the
it
wood
shakes.
As, like, shape out the wood into a kind of knife.
Shape out all the pieces.
Carve the knife.
If you want to have furniture in a room, carve it out. Exactly.
Yeah. Carve the key.
Carve it out in video game.
Carve it into a key.
Carve it out in video game graphics that you can move, that the character could bump into.
But they didn't do that. But what they did was they...
It's fake. They designed fake background.
They did the fake background.
And that's what we're calling it. We're coining it. Phony background.
Phony background.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's some game designer painted all this phony background, but he didn't design it. He just painted. Oh, run! Sorry, everybody, we went a little too far.
Man.
We're
all
not trying to shame
you,
developers. We're definitely not trying to shame developers.
We love the developers.
We love that you keep making video games for us to play.
Thank you guys.
We want to thank you.
Yeah.
This show is actually for you. We're just trying to give you ideas of what to do. We don't want
to
see details. We want
to
see
create your careers.
Graphics of video games.
Everybody out there, we know you guys are awesome, and we know
that you're putting hours into this, but
it's amazing.
But we gotta go. So that's really the point, is that we got to go. But when next week when we return,
next Monday,
we're talking about gaming with your kids.
Gaming with your kids.
And all you fathers and mothers who play educational video games with your kids, we salute you. We salute you for playing video games with your kids.
So, we do salute you guys, and we love you guys, but... Yeah, we gotta go though. It is time because they are kicking us out. Our producers say, it's time.
We went too far.
Yeah, we went beyond our actual, way beyond. Okay, we gotta go, but we're not gonna leave you guys without saying the best part of the show.
We wanna salute the parents who play video games with their children. Remember, this show is designed for the working man and the working woman.
Yes.
Salute.
Salute to all you guys. Remember, stay awesome, be awesome, be awesome, stay awesome. And whether you do be awesome or be not awesome, it doesn't really matter, because either way, you are listening to the best show in your lives today.
There is no podcast better than this podcast. I think we could all agree, right?
Well,
you're skeptical.
Pretty much,
just
America should listen.
Because we're going to keep talking. We're going to keep your Monday morning having this show as long as we have the abilities to make you happy.
Oh, yeah.
Then we are going to keep on making this show because we know it's working. We know it's changing your minds. It's the counterculture. It's the only counterculture. We're the only ones who are talking about things that no one else is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on everybody else's mind. We're making it up as we go along. Because
you know what?
We're alive. And if we have our say, it's because we're alive. And since we're alive, we do have a say. In the Runner and Gunner Show, we're trying to tell you that you also have a say. So why don't you get up off the couch and... start loving the Lord.
Come on, get on it.
Say your says.
Get on it, everybody.
Get on it.
Larry Gentlemen, come on. We're telling you, ladies.
Say your says and get on it.
Get on your stuff and let's go.
Just get it. Snap into your brain.
We are going to snap into your mind
that you're going to get on it. Now, snap into your beady little eyes that you're going to get on it. Stop beady. Stop having beady eyes and get on it. All right, that's all we got to say about that. So, hope you enjoyed the show. We're not your parents. Shoot. Oh, are you okay, runner?
Oh, man. I don't know what happened. Okay.
Oh.
Things are back to normal.
Oh, man. Runner, did you have too many sips?
No. It wasn't even that. It was just a mishap with the girl in backstage. She was trying to tackle me, but I had to punch her. No, I didn't. I had to touch her. No, I didn't. I had to grab my beer. Okay, everybody.
All right. Everybody, we got to go out there. We're glad that you joined us. We love you, Lennies. We hope you have a great Monday. Hold on to that steering wheel. Yes, it is a great Monday. But before we go, we got to do what everybody wants to hear.
What is that? The best part of the show?
The best part of the show.
The greatest part of the show.
The greatest part of the show.
That we
love
to call the...
Cracking.
It is going on the playoffs for this weekend, and we hope you've seen every single game. Wow, it was amazing. It was so close. All those games were really good. And in the NHL, the Kings are still kicking butt, and everything is going good in the NBA. The Lakers are still not where they need to be, and the Clippers should be closer than they are today. But
the Olympics are coming up. And then in Paris, the Olympics, 2024 Summer Olympics are in Paris this year. That's right, you heard it, this year.
This year?
All right, everybody, we got some standings for you. NHL, the Bruins, and the Panthers.
Boston!
They are ruling along with the Lightning, and that's all in the Atlantic Division. In the Central Division, we got the Jets and the Avalanche.
Jets!
The Predators, oh no, Michael Jackson. The Metropolitan Division, back in the Eastern Conference, we have the Rangers, the Flyers, Rangers, and the Hurricanes.
Jazzy.
And what back about in the Western Conference, we have the Canucks, the Kings, and the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
The champions.
Shout out to the Raiders. Champions.
Shout out to the Raiders. Let's go, Raiders. But yeah, I mean, we got to hire this coach. So what's going on is Antonio Pierce, we got to hire him, and that's all we got to do. I mean, I wish I could talk to Mr. Mark Davis myself, because if I could, I would tell him, smack.
Who's going to the playoffs?
Hire Antonio Pierce.
Who's going to the playoffs, Ryan?
All right, so everybody's in the playoffs. The playoffs are cracking right now. But my prediction for Super Bowl is... Baltimore Ravens.
Versus?
Baltimore Ravens.
They're going to split the team and fight each other?
I think so. I don't know about the NFC side. I'm still confused because I'm not sure if Frisco... I don't know about that other side. Frisco, 49ers. Dallas.
You said it. 49ers versus Ravens.
Ravens all the way.
That's your heart. That's in your heart. It's 49ers versus Ravens. You see it?
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
All right, so everybody, in the Premier League, we have in the club, it's Liverpool and Aston Villa. Actually, everybody's pretty much tied. You know, it's just starting. In the La Liga, we got
La Liga,
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, Grog.
And we also have Getafe.
Barcelona.
Getafe, my nuts. After the show, Getafe, turn off the computer and
listen to your thoughts. Getafe, my nuts.
The Real Betis. If you're a real Betty, then you are part of the Real Betis.
Are you part of Betty Ford?
All right, everybody out there. It's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. We just want you to have a great Monday morning. God bless you. Yes. Keep safe. May the Lord of Abraham protect you and all your drivings and dwellings. Everybody out there, get home. Get to work. Get home safe. Do it with a smile. Take a deep breath. Take a breath. Fill your lungs with air. Fill your brain with blood. Think about your next step. Think about it strong. Envision it. Have it prepared. Have it on your lips. Have it on your fingertips. And have yourself a great Monday morning.
And remember, if you can have a great Monday, then you can have a great life.
Oh, wait, runner, before we go, how about you tell them out there how all these gentlemen out there could be talking to all the ladies this this season.
This season? Okay. Look at
this nice and frosty season.
Look at you guys.
Tell them how they could talk to all the ladies.
It is so cold out there.
How could they talk to all the ladies out there?
It is so cold out there. I'll just tell you guys one little hint, and that's it. I'm just getting one little piece of knowledge of how they could do it. But look it. It is freaking cold, okay? And all you have to do is step to any girl who is cold. But you can't step to her too aggressively, because then she will take you like a sexual demon or a sexual freak. So you don't want that. So what you got to do is step to her and just say something really cool, like, how are you doing today? How was your day going? How was everything? This and that. And then once you grab her hand and you make her feel really comfortable with you, she will really want to hunger for you. She'll like it, and she'll hold on to you. She'll hug you. What do you do after that? Well, that is up to you to fulfill the rest. But I can tell you, I'm sure that will work. And it's amazing.
All right, everybody. We got to go. Have yourself a great Monday morning. It's January 2024. We're in the new year. We're in the future. Have yourself a great Monday morning, everybody. See you later. The Runner and Gunner Show. Happy go.
No more Greg. Oh, I forgot one more thing. Compliment her hair. Compliment her eyes. Tell her she looks good every day. Be confident. Go up to her and say, "Hi, baby. Your eyes are beautiful. Your hair looks nice. You smell good, too. And I really like you." She sticks to you like glue. That it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Yeah, I'm George Foreman.
Hey,
George
excuse
Foreman,
me, bro. Are you George Foreman?
Hey, son. Sonny boy, I'm
Whoa,
George Foreman.
Whoa, it's really you.
And George Foreman grills.
George Foreman.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you grill. Actually,
my grills are gone.
I designed this new meat myself. I was wondering if you could try it out.
Let me throw it on my grill then and make sure that it's right and tough, son.
Well, thanks. You're really endorsing my new Kobe beef? What do you think of it, Mr. Foreman?
Whoa, this is pretty amazing, son.
I told you.
Thank you for getting me something that I've never had in my life.
Yep, my name is Jimmy John, and I just invented that Kobe beef that you ate.
George Foreman, Kobe beef. Best you can eat.
Jimmy John's. Kobe beef, now available at Walmart for $9.99 a pound.
Take it from me, George Foreman. You guys can't beat my beef.
Solid. Money that are not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may have been occurred during or post segments of our entirety of the show you are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to